This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio. Theatre, film, TV and more. Susie Rong reviews it all on Joy Drive.
Hello, Susie Rong.
Hello, Warren. You know, sometimes I question my insistence of only picking queer content for this Tuesday chat, but this week I'm really glad about that rule. If I wasn't just kind of scouring the net for relevant content, I probably would have completely forgotten about this movie. And it's so good that we have this opportunity to talk about this because this movie is just brilliant.
I am so looking forward to our chat today, Susie Rong. We are talking about a movie. It is called Close. It is streaming on Stan at the moment. If you've seen it, love to know what you thought of it. 0427 569 949 or on air at joy.org.au. Susie, tell us about it.
This week, we find ourselves on farmlands somewhere in Belgium, where we are reminded that plants are harvested when they are at their most beautiful. In the film Close, now available on Stan, Leo and Remy are two 13-year-old boys starting high school together. They have always been the best of friends, living happily in each other's pockets, but this new environment with other teenagers is now starting to make their intimacy feel weird and unacceptable. Their new classmates are teasing them, saying that they're like a gay couple, meaning it as an insult. And as the boys begin to feel the pressure to grow into men, their masculinity comes into question simply because of their closeness with one another. Warren and I will try not to spoil things for you, so we'll just say that their friendship, like flowers on the farm, is cut off right after we see them in glorious full bloom. Close is a delicate film, incredibly sensitively made, but it packs a real punch. I dare say that it's the kind of movie that will move any person on this planet, which is perhaps why it has gone on to win a whole slew of awards all over the world earlier this year. The story looks at homophobia at a young age, but really, the social dynamics that it explores applies to all of us at all ages. It is about the way we make men feel so insecure about their gender, how it is a thing that we can so easily weaponized to attack men, and additionally in the process make queerness seem a shameful, disgusting thing. By inference, this culture of emasculation is also about misogyny, that to say a man might be somehow feminine is always demeaning, when in fact it must be flattering to say that someone is in some ways like their mother. Close is without a doubt a sad film. I must admit that I had to take several breaks. Even though it's only 1.5 hours long, I had to clean the kitchen, grab a snack, check my phone, go to the bathroom, just trying to find an excuse to take a breather from the heaviness of the film. But I do recommend it without reservation, and I'm sure Warren feels the same way. It's in some ways a gentle film, but Warren, the emotions are incredibly intense, aren't they?
Oh, Susie, honestly, I don't think I've experienced anything like it. I'm even finding it quite difficult to talk about now. It was such a powerful film. I've got a couple of texts in. Rory says, saw Close the cinema earlier this year, uncontrollably and audibly sobbing once I realised where the film was heading. Luckily, only one other and my partner were in the cinema that I was bothering. Thought the earlier scenes of friendship, intimacy were beautiful. There are some critiques of the film out there, but it certainly stayed with me. That's from Rory and others saying the same thing, that it was such an amazing film. What a beautiful movie, Susie. The performances of the young actors are just outstanding. Would you agree?
All the performances are great. And I think a lot of it's in the direction. Like, you didn't require them to do a lot. Like, a lot of the acting looked good because they were just kind of being very human. And, you know, and I think when we deal with sad situations, you know, traumatic things, we don't kind of go into hysterics often. Like, we are just kind of numb most of the time. And I think a lot of that numbness or maybe that's got a sort of psychological evasion, trying not to face the truth. But we see them kind of not performing very much, but we know exactly what's going on. And I think it's the way the story's framed, the way the faces are framed, that I'm glad that the actors didn't have to go through too much performance of the trauma, but we feel it more. Maybe it is that thing about them holding it in and not showing too much, and it makes us feel the intensity of what must be going on in their heads.
Oh, and that's it. You just look at the reactions and their facial expressions, and you're right, and we do. We feel that. We feel what's going on. The other thing I just want to say about, I suppose technically, about the movie as well, the music score is amazing. It just invokes that whole journey, all of those emotions as the, you know, the story is unfolding. That whole innocence, Susie, of childhood friendship, it's just such a beautiful thing, having that friendship, and just shows how it can be poisoned by that toxicity of homophobia and bullying. And we're not going to, you know, in this case, the cost is quite high. We're not going to spoil the movie, but it just shows just how bad it is.
You texted me when you started watching the film, saying that one of the characters reminded you of yourself. Is that because you had a friendship similar to that?
I had a friendship, and I'll share this with you and the Joy Drive family. I had a friendship with a guy who I was very close to in primary school. Like, we did everything together. I didn't even know about sexuality. I didn't even know I was gay at the time. And I remember we were so close that our grade 4 teacher at the time was disgusted in the friendship. I can remember seeing it on her face and saying, "Will you two please play with other guys and go and play football and go and play cricket and do other boys' things?" She said that to us, and I can still see her face, that horrible disgust in her face. And we were so close. And then we got teased, and it became too much for him. And he completely turned on me as a friend at the time. And that's when I started getting the label, "Oh, Warren's gay." And I was like, "Well, what does that mean? I was so hurt. I didn't know what I'd done wrong. I really didn't. And I thought, oh, there must be something wrong with me, just judging by the way that my teacher, who I looked up to, was so horrified and disgusted with our friendship. And that's the message that this teacher sent to me. And, you know, that unless I played football and played with the other boys and stopped having my friendship, there was just a beautiful, innocent friendship, there was something wrong. And the interesting thing is, Susie, it impacted me in my adult life, and I struggled to make friends right through high school and even at uni. I always made friends, lots of acquaintances, but I struggled to get close to people because I thought, oh, at some point they're going to reject me. They're going to come back and say, "Sorry, I can't be too close to you because I'll be labelled or I'll be, you know, ridiculed or what have you." So it was ingrained in my whole thinking. So, and even today, Susie, sometimes I struggle.
Because it happened to you so young.
So young.
You were primary four, my goodness.
Exactly. It happened so young. And this is the thing. And I do, and, you know, I respect teachers. They do an amazing job. They've got a terrible system they're dealing with. But I have a real intolerance and disrespect towards teachers who, I suppose, impose their prejudices and their narrow-mindedness on kids, or who don't stomp out bullying and homophobia when it's happening in the schoolyard and they see it and they don't do anything about it, because, you know, there's a cost to interfering with kids' friendships, because, you know, they carry it forward to their adult life, and I carried it forward to my adult life. So this movie that we are talking about, which is called Close and it's on Stan, I found it emotional in itself, but I also found it quite triggering because it took me right back to my friendship with my best friend at primary school that was stamped out because of teachers and because of bullying on him and pressure, that he started to think, oh, I better move away from Warren. And I lost my friend as a result. So, yes, it was a beautiful movie.
Thank you for sharing that. I had similar experiences. It happened a bit later for me. Like, I was obviously an extremely feminine boy. And then I had a friend. And we became really close. And he was clearly just like a regular, you know, quote-unquote boy. And for some reason, he was really accepting of me. For some reason, I didn't know why everyone was bullying me, but he was really nice to me. And then we were friends for a while, and I think maybe 3 or 4 years. And then suddenly he kind of went, oh, we are not supposed to be friends. And it kind of overnight, he just he just turned around. I think we were at about 17 years old. I think he had started dating a girl at the time, and suddenly everything changed. It had so much to do with his masculinity and how he thought people would perceive him from having a friendship with a very feminine boy. And that happened to me in a very similar way, I guess. And, I guess, maybe because it happened to me later, you know, it was just one of many things that were terrible. So it didn't sort of hit me as much as it did you. And I guess also at that time I had learned to be friends with women that seemed to be easier for me than trying to be friends with men. I mean, girls versus boys. But in this film, you can see how deep that bullying can affect people, especially at that age. Yeah.
And that's a good point, Susie, because I think, you know, I didn't struggle making friends, I suppose, so much with the girls. But after this, I found boys I was really scared to get close to. How did it make you feel, though, when you know, your friend disappeared because they thought, oh, I can't associate with someone who's a bit feminine? I mean, how did that make you feel? Oh, no, we've lost Susie. We'll get Susie back in 2 seconds. Apologies for our discussion with Susie Rong, who is in Sydney. We've lost all external connection, so I can't actually speak to Susie at all, but we're having a really good chat. We were talking about Close, which is streaming on Stan. Encourage you to go and have a look at it if you get a chance. It's absolutely a beautiful movie. Mikey says, hey, Warren, thanks for sharing your story. I had a similar experience to yourself as a teacher in a primary school. I can assure you that children would not have to go through what you went through, from my experience anyway. Mikey, thank you so much for saying that. I hope that no kid has to go through that sort of experience. Again, Susie has messaged me and said that next week we're going to be watching a new series that comes to SBS. It starts Thursday. It's called Erotic Stories. It's an anthology of bold and transgressive stories that explores sex and intimacy. So that is happening on SBS from Thursday. It's called Erotic Stories. Love you to watch it, and you can join in the conversation. Hopefully we'll get Susie back next Tuesday.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com, or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.